Good evening, I am Kevin Herndon.
My name is Kendall Mallory, and we are friends of your next speaker.
We have the privilege of introducing someone that many of you have probably met this year, but may not know very well. You may know that she rocked a blue jacket while she was in high school, but do you know anyone who is also in their school chess club?
This person enjoys late night Mexican food runs and being spontaneous. They are someone who will search and search for their favorite Essie nail color polish, but they also rock out to Wagon Wheel while they do it.
They might be found snacking on dried fruit after an afternoon of tearing up some muddy trails on a four-wheeler. They love cheering on the Kentucky Wildcats at home, but are willing to travel anywhere.
All of these things come together to make a person who truly shines. Someone who will have hour-long conversations about life with you while you drink slushies at Sonic, and also leave motivational notes under your door before they head off on their next adventure.
Please join us in welcoming to the stage to present her retiring address entitled, Let It Shine,
our best friend
and your National Eastern Region Vice President Jonelle Futrell.
Galaxy, there are at least 100 billion planets. On Earth, there are 57 million square miles of land. On this land are 400 billion trees, 8.7 million species of animals, 7.1 million people, 6,500 languages, 196 nations, 50 states.
All of this and only one you. This world is huge and can be pretty harsh sometimes, which makes it easy to hide, to shrink, to fade into the darkness. It's pretty easy to hide in high school too, especially as one of hundreds of students. It's simple. Just slide down into your seat, turn in all of your homework assignments on time, and make sure that you don't talk unless you absolutely have to. But some classes make that just a little bit more difficult than others, like choir class. Now, I loved choir class. Don't get me wrong. I thought that the hand signs were like a brand new language. The voice exercises, they're ridiculous. And we would sing anything from The Sound of Music to Wicked to just revival music. It was crazy. I loved it. And I remember one day I was in choir class and we were just getting ready for our annual Christmas concert. We were singing some Christmas songs and we needed a short solo voice, a spotlight voice. The problem was that none of us could hit the high note though. See, we had all tried. And we had all sounded something like this. No! I'm legitimately like serious. It was almost that bad. So out of pure frustration, my choir teacher, Mr. Kent, looked at Carrie, the girl next to me. Now, to really understand who Carrie was, think about the quietest person in your class. Maybe even the quietest person in your entire school. Probably don't know too much about them. Sometimes you might forget their name. They just blend in. Plain face, plain clothes, plain hair. They're just plain. That person was Carrie. Mr. Kent looked at Carrie and said, "Carrie, why don't you give this a try?" And immediately she shut her music, sat down, and looked at the ground. "Carrie, why don't you give this one shot?" She's kept shaking her head and looking down. We all echo, come on, Carrie, just give it a shot. Come on, just try. Come on, see what happens. Why not? Her face flushed red from the embarrassment. Mr. Kent looked at Carrie and said, Carrie, I know you have a beautiful voice. Just try it. Finally, Carrie gave in. She stood up, opened her music, the chord played, and she began to sing. We all listened, because out of the voice, out of the mouth of someone who we had never heard speak, came the sweetest sounding soprano voice imaginable. We all listened and were completely amazed. Whenever she finished her line, we were in shock. We were speechless. We honestly had no idea what to do. It was like when Rudy goes into the final game. Whenever Rocky just wins that last bout, whenever the Emperor and his entire nation bow down to Mulan, whenever Forrest Gump's leg braces fly off, whenever in The Lion King, Rafiki holds up Simba like he's searching for cell service, that's what that was. Y'all, we were in shock, and we didn't know a whole lot, but we did know one thing. Carrie had to sing the solo. But as quickly as she stole the spotlight, she vanished. She closed her music, sat back down. We all asked her, we encouraged her, we begged her, we just pleaded. We wanted her to sing that solo so badly. She had a beautiful voice. She never sang another solo. She had a beautiful voice, but she silenced it. You know, the world is huge. It can be pretty dark sometimes. I wonder what it would look like if more people chose to shine their light instead of hiding it. The world is pretty silent sometimes, too. I wonder what it would sound like if more people like Carrie chose to use their voices instead of silencing them. But I can think of one place where we definitely don't silence our voices. Who in here has been to an FFA camp? Let me hear you. Woo! That's right. I love FFA camps. I'm telling you, partially I love them just because I get to be loud and proud, something I'm pretty good at. But from the sports to dances, sing-alongs, energizers, powers, pranks, long conversations, there's plenty of noisy ways to cause a ruckus at FFA camp. But one of my favorite ways I actually learned at South Dakota's FFA camp. But y'all, it's easier to show you than tell you. So can I have a couple of volunteers? It's a couple of South Dakotans. Where you at? Come on up, y'all. Come on up. Awesome. All right, all right. What are y'all's names? We've got
David.
David and
Shayla.
And Bree. Let's give these members a round of applause. Awesome. So, here's what happens in South Dakota. Whenever a member happens to misplace their water bottle, lose their name tag, they have to sizzle like bacon to get it back. So let's see it. Let's sizzle like bacon. Come on. Come on, I like my bacon crispy. We can do better than that. Crispier. We can fry it up. Awesome. All right, I think our bacon's done. Awesome job, guys. Let's give these members a round of applause. High five, guys. Woo. Awesome. Thanks, Bree. So, that is just one hilarious and absolutely ridiculous way that we as FFA members can be pushed out of our comfort zone, something necessary for us to shine. You see, shining is simple. It's being authentic, confident, and real. You know, it doesn't matter a whole lot what others think of you, but it matters a whole heck of a lot what you think of you. until you decide to just be your real self, you can't shine. And camps have this way of, through workshops and through activities and bunking in cabins, to help you let your light shine. You know, I don't think that Carrie thought she had a bad voice. In fact, I think she knew she had an awesome voice. But what scared Carrie is that when she was out front, letting her light shine like these members just did on stage or like she did in choir class, her voice would be applauded, no doubt, but everything else would be judged. See, if they know the real me, if I show people the real me, then they'll have opinions of me, and I'm scared of other people's opinions. Better to shrink. Better to hide, better to stay silent. Have you ever thought like Carrie? I have. You know, Carrie's right. If you're out front and you're shining, people are gonna have their opinions. There's no doubt about that, no doubt at all. And you know what? You may not like those opinions, but that isn't the point. See, hiding your light has never done anyone any good. It may help you avoid just a little bit of disappointment, but until you realize that you have to let your light shine, you'll never be able to be your real self. And I know sometimes shining your light can be pretty tough. Life can make it actually pretty hard. You know, one of those tough times for me, one of those times that my light didn't always shine, was my junior year of high school. Because by September, my dad was halfway through his battle with stage 4 pancreatic cancer. For those of you that have dealt with cancer in your lives, you know exactly what that means. But for those of you that haven't, it means weeks of radiation and chemotherapy treatments, pain medication, special diets, changes in emotion, crazy personalities, long trips to cold doctor's offices, a hospital bed in the living room, and watching someone who was once incredibly strong need a walker, then a wheelchair, just to move. For me, it meant staying with family at friends' houses and hotel rooms, having zero stability, never knowing when I was gonna have to miss a day of school, not being able to play sports, not really being able to finish my homework on time sometimes, not being able to go to church every Sunday, not being able to play the music that I loved, all because I needed to be home taking care of Dad. Now, let me get one thing absolutely straight. I'm not trying to throw a pity party on stage for myself. What I am trying to do is share with you the simple fact that during that horrible time of my life, I was completely consumed with selfish resentment. I was consumed with frustration and filled with questions. See, during the fall and the winter time, I wasn't myself. My light didn't shine. Into the spring, as my dad's physical condition got worse, so did my attitude. When he lost physical strength, I lost emotional strength. My light certainly didn't shine. That March, when his condition was at the worst that it possibly could have been, in a hospital room just a few miles from here in Louisville, my dad lost his battle with pancreatic cancer. A few days later, I was in a funeral home lobby, standing in what seemed like an endless line. I'd met this person and that person and coworker and family and friend that I had never heard of, half of them. My painted-on smile that I was wearing that day was wearing pretty thin. Now, I can hug and I can shake hands with the best of them, but I was exhausted. The absolutely last thing that I wanted to do was stand in the cold in my heels and hear one more person say, "Well, bless your heart, I'm just so sorry for you." I wanted to be done with this cruel world. I wanted to be done with this mess. I was in a very dark place. And then something happened that would brighten my day. 9 individuals wearing blue jackets walked through the doorway. These 9 friends wearing blue jackets from Davis County, Kentucky. They didn't care about appearances and formalities, what flowers were sent from whom. They didn't care what I looked like. They just cared about me. They didn't do a lot. They sure didn't have to. They were just themselves. Because they chose that day not to hide their light, but instead to be genuine and just let their personalities shine, they had an incredible impact, a tremendous impact on me. You see, Eric, he just gave me a big bear hug and tried to make me laugh by being his goofy self. And Danny, she talked up a storm to distract me. It's been said that when you let your light shine, you unconsciously give others the permission to do the same. And I don't know if they knew it that day. I'm pretty sure they didn't. But that day in that funeral home, they gave me the permission to let my light shine again. And when you're in a moment of pitch black darkness like I was, that's the best medicine out there. See, when they chose to let their light shine, they let their light shine for me, and it was contagious. How can you let your light shine brightly for others? Missouri FFA members Brett, Trey, Audrey, and Abby let their light shine through their willingness to cook and serve food. They let their light shine for others by doing so in order to help local agricultural and community groups. Oklahoma FFA member Piper let her light shine by competing in the Creed speaking contest, and she let her light shine for others by encouraging her fellow FFA members to do the same. Kentucky FFA member Bethany, she let her light shine through her passion for travel. And she lets her light shine for others by traveling to the Philippines, where she was able to teach and to serve those who are underprivileged. Mississippi FFA member Gracie, she lets her light shine by constantly asking questions. And she lets her light shine for others by always confidently building relationships no matter where she goes. New Hampshire FFA member Erica, she lets her light shine just by smiling. Have you ever met someone that can light up an entire room when they smile? These members do it too. You all do that too. You let your light shine for others by making anyone you meet's day just a little bit brighter. You can't blend in when you shine. How can you let your light shine brightly for others? How can you let your light shine so brightly that others can use it to find their way out of the dark? See, I've traveled all year, 365 days, and I've come to this conclusion. An answer to a question I have been asked by hundreds of parents, members, and supporters alike. What is the thing FFA is so unique, so special that I should join it or support it over any other organization? Simply put, what is it that makes FFA great? My simple answer, we can take any member from anywhere, any day, and give them the opportunity to let their light shine. The valedictorian, the special needs student, they both wear the blue jacket. See, the quarterback, the one who didn't make the team, they both wear the blue jacket. The student who was told that they couldn't cut it in a real class, they need to go work with their hands, they wear the blue jacket. The girl who was told that her hair was too big or too blonde to have an intelligent thought, the one who works every single night to support their family, the person who was born on a ranch in Wyoming, the one who was raised in a downtown Chicago apartment, the student who was termed a redneck, an emo kid, a band geek, a weirdo, a failure, they can all wear the blue jacket, and they all do. See, we don't have a niche. We don't have a target market. This jacket can be custom tailored to fit any student that wants to wear it. And the best part is that the redneck, the emo kid, the band geek, the weirdo, the failure, the city boy, the farm girl, the welder, the shop kid, the 15-year-old freshman, and the 18-year-old senior, they all put on this very jacket together. And when you come to an event like this, you stand together. And you say in your opening ceremonies why it is that you're here together, and you say it proudly. And you laugh together, and you learn together, and you lead together, and you smile together, and you let your light shine together. FFA members, the greatest part about FFA is that we ignite a passion in every student, and we offer them the opportunity to let their light shine. FFA members, I've seen you shine your light throughout the country this year. It's been incredible. It's been absolutely inspiring. And it is you who have given me the permission to let my light shine as well. We are simply too unique and too blessed by God to be able to hide. FFA members, let your light shine brightly for others.
Jonell, phrases to describe our Kentuckian would be Starbucks addict, barbecue fanatic, concert junkie, and loyal teammate. Jonell, the ideas you bring and the passion you have are endless. In every interaction, your joy for others and your positive spirit shines. Jonell, thank you for filling our team with creativity, tradition, spontaneity, joy, and a love for others. Learn, grow, serve, always. Clay, Wiley, Kaylee, Lindsay, and Brennan. Ladies and gentlemen, your 2012-2013 Eastern Region Vice President, Jonell Futrell.